What you should know as first-time travelers to Australia. It's your first time traveling to Australia and you couldn't be more excited. You've heard lots of great things about this destination, you can't wait to explore it on your own. Australia, definitely, is worth going the distance for. Here are a few important travel tips while planning your itinerary. Don't rush. Australia is the sixth largest country in the world by land area. This means you may have to spend months to see all off the beaten spots across the country. And if you want to go from one city to another, road trips may not be the wisest option as this take up too much time. In addition, you're bound to see nothing but sprawling lands in between towns. Fly instead so you can reach the next city as quick as possible. With that said, don't rush ticking off all boxes in your to-go list. Don't try hard to see everything. Bask in the moment instead. And take comfort knowing that you'll be back again to see more of this wonderful country. You're likely to spend higher. Consider the possibility of spending more than planned. Australia is quite on the expensive side. While it's not impossible to find cheaper options on food, transportation, and accommodation, it's best to make room for budget allowances. This especially applies for when you're booking flights from one city to another. Avoid overbooking though. This is one common mistake among first-time travelers. You'd want flexibility in your itinerary so you can make changes when you deem necessary. Consider staying in motels. Campervan relocation is a popular accommodation option in Australia. It lets you save both on accommodation and transportation costs. But if you're not really keen to the idea of camping, you can always stay in motels. Motels in Australia are relatively cheap, a lot cheaper than staying in well-known hotels. You can scrimp on accommodation without compromising safety, and then stretch your budget for other activities you might want to try. Since they are smaller than hotels, motels also have fewer rooms. This means you have better chances of enjoying a more personalized service than when you're staying in a hotel. Tipping is not required. Don't think of yourself as rude if you aren't able to tip. Australia pays their workers generously. You need not leave a tip if you're dining in a restaurant or using services of any sort. Australia is a rich and diverse country. Did you know that Australia is blessed with its own version of Northern Lights? It's called the Aurora Australis or Southern Lights. Well indeed, there's always a new thing to see and experience. With that, take note of these tips as you plan your visit in the land down under. Most important, don't be afraid to try something else outside of your travel guide.